Branches touching roots entwine. A Tanakh podfic written and performed by Hagar. For further details, please visit the text copy of this fic at the archive of our own. Afoot, Sisera fled to the tent of Yael Heber's wife, for there was peace between King Yavin of Chatzar and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Yael went to greet Sisera and told him, "Here, my lord, come to me. Fear not." And he turned into her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. And Yael Heber's wife took a tent stake and a hammer in her hand and quietly went to him. And she struck the stake through his temple all the way to the ground. And he had been asleep and exhausted, and so died. Barak expected little as they rode into the Kenite's camp, for there was peace between Heber the Kenite and King Yavin of Chatzor. The boys and the maids scattered before the riders. No man approached them. Heber was absent. A woman beckoned them from across the camp. She stood tall and proud, and her dress was better than the girl's. This was Heber's wife. Barak motioned at the men to stay put. Dvorah and himself made their way to Heber's wife at the tent's closed flap. She told them, "The man you seek is here." Barak balked, hesitating, then remembered Dvorah's words after he'd asked her to stay by his side. "I will go with you, but your path will not lead to glory, for the Lord God will give Sisera to a woman." Heber's wife's hands were bloody. Barak dismounted. "Show me." Heber's wife pulled the flap aside. The stench of death spilled out, followed by the sight of Sisera's body. His head had been bashed in, smote through the temple with a tent stake that Heber's wife had made no effort to remove. Heber's wife waited, silent, proud, and hard. Sisera's body lay on the best rug just so. The silent voice within Dvorah's mind pointed that out, as well as every single stain on him and on his killer. Dvorah faced the woman still standing at the tent's opening, eyeing Barak and herself with eyes as sharp as a good blade. Dvorah wondered if it was not the Lord God who had weakened Barak's heart when Dvorah had summoned him to war, so that this woman will come into Dvorah's domain. Dvorah stated, "You are Yael, wife of Heber the Kenite." "I am," Yael confirmed. "You are Dvorah, judge of Israel." There was speculation in her words. It added up to everything else that Dvorah was fast learning of this woman who was now hers to judge. It was in consideration of that that Dvorah replied, "I am. You have done the children of Israel a great service today, Yael. I present to you our gratitude and that of our Lord God." "There, and see what Yael would make of it." Yael's smile was sardonic and bitter. "I will deliver your words to my husband." "I will speak to him upon his return," Barak said. Yael inclined her head. "My lord?" The silent voice became a command. Dvorah stepped away from the death-tainted tent. Barak followed. Yael let the flap drop closed. "Give me your hands, Yael," Dvorah ordered. "They are yet bloody," Yael replied, and blood was not the only thing that stained them. Dvorah held out her own hands, palms up, and repeated, give me your hands." Yael placed her hands in Vorah's. Her hands rested lightly in Vorah's loose grip. Vorah could feel the weight of her gaze. She lifted Yael's hands. "Blessed be the hands that killed Sisera," she declared for all to hear, Israelite and Kenite alike, and kissed each hand. Barak turned away, barking orders at the men to deal with Sisera's body. Dvorah lowered Yael's on her hands, but she did not let go. "I will wash your hands," she said quietly, a request rather than an order. "I will show you to the water hall," said Yael. Dvorah drew the water and made Yael sit. She also summoned one of the girls and sent her to fetch her lady some clean dress. Only then did Dvorah sit next to Yael and began to work out the crusted filth with wet cloth. "Hever will not be pleased," Yael said. She spoke far more quietly than was necessary. They were well out of earshot. Dvorah nodded. She was careful to look at Yael's hands rather than her face as she said, "I gather that he rarely is." Out of the corner of her eye, she could see Yael's smile, sardonic still but also rueful now, as she replied, "Aye." The Kenites were kin to the people, but not of the people. Yet Yael had acted in the Lord God's will, and the Lord God had placed his blessing on her. Yael, Hever's wife, and her house were now Dvorah's to judge together with the people. Dvorah said, "That need not trouble you any longer," and looked up. Yael's eyes were already waiting for hers as she replied, "You are the judge." "That I am," Dvorah agreed. She was the judge of this time, Yael was the Lord God's, and Dvorah had no need for men and their swords for Hever to be no longer inscribed for life. Briskly, she asked, "Have you any children?" "3. 2 sons now, and 1 daughter." Yael was not what men would call young, but she was yet young enough to bear more children, which Dvorah no longer was. Dvorah put the dirty cloth down and picked up a clean one with which to dry Yael's hands. "You are a hero of Israel. Come with myself and with Barak Avinoam's son." Yael's hand relaxed into Dvorah's. She said, "You are the judge." Dvorah placed Yael's hands in her lap and reached for the back of her head. She pressed a kiss to the younger woman's forehead, only her own spirit behind her lips this time. Speaking as softly, she replied, "I am your friend, and you are mine. Be my sister, Yael, Heber's wife, and I, Dvorah, wife of Lapidot, will be yours." They will need to repeat those words again in front of a quorum, and before that in front of Dvorah's husband, but Lapidot was as good a man as there was, and the quorum would be a mere formality given who and what Dvorah was. Yael stirred as if to pull back. Dvorah let her. It was good to see her face not tight with bitterness. "I am your sister, Dvorah, Lapidot's wife, judge of Israel." She kissed Dvorah on both cheeks. "And you are mine." And in Dvorah's mind, the silent voice declared, "Amen, amen." If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback at the archive of our own. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed your listening.